Moving across the court from left to right. Hinker turnaround from 5 feet, no good. Rebound underneath. We get a foul already. This will be on Yainton. So Mitchell will keep the ball here 15 seconds in. Foul on Yainton will be on Jaden Kroll, his first.
I do kind of expect Hinker to be really aggressive here tonight. You remember when they lost their first game at the Corn Palace in the Hoop City Classic. He came right back and had a big game the next day.
Hinker with the righty hook way off the mark. Way too strong on that left block. Hinker 0 for 2. First time down for Mitchell. Here's Yankton's first possession. Rugby Reichen, their point guard. They get it to Prouty. 15-footer right side. No good. Rebound for Hinker. First possession for both teams empty. We're still scoreless. 1 minute in. Gavin Dagan for three in the left corner. That's good. Gavin Dagan for three. Mitchell roofing and siding. Raise the roof. 3-0
nice job.
Mitchell.
Nice job by the Cornell offense there, finding the open shooter in their left wing.
Rugby Reichen drives. Tough shot rejected by Solik. Back to Reichen underneath. Triple teamed. Kicks it out for three by Kroll. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound Solik. Hinker back up with it quick. Hinker, right side, backing down Kroll. Steele Morgan underneath. Layup is good. 5-0 Mitchell.
Nice job again by the Colonels. Good ball movement. Hinker being really patient, waiting for things to develop. Found a wide open Morgan.
Prouty on the left corner. He drives. He's stuck. Kicks it back out to Kroll. Stolen by Solik. Slam it down, young man.
Oh, he missed the layup.
Turnover, Yainton. They threw it away.
How did Solik miss that, Trav?
A lot of missed layups tonight.
I mean, great defensive play by Solik. Seeing that pass the whole way, had a breakaway there, and just didn't have the right angle, but looked like that was going to be a home run, easy two.
Fortunately for Mitchell, Yainton just throws it away. So Colonels will get another shot at it here. We're 2 minutes in. It's 5-0 Mitchell. This one to Solik in the left wing. Some energy in the building tonight. A little bit of a rivalry here with Yainton and Mitchell. Drive, a foul on the drive by Mack Reichen. His first, team second. Foul on the driving Larson here with the fresh shot clock.
Now you're saying that Yainton took both games last season, so you got to figure the Colonels are very aware of that, and they want to beat this team.
They were hard-fought physical games. There was blood left on the court last year. Steele Morgan from three. Left corner's good. 8-0 Mitchell.
Great start for Steele Morgan. Already got himself a nice layup and a three there in the left corner.
Great start for Mitchell. Up 8-0 here in the first 2.5 minutes. Drive off glass. No good. Last touched by Yainton. Oh, boy.
There you go. They changed it.
You missed that call there. It's Mitchell ball.
You should have seen the look on Solik's face when they first called that out of bounds to Yankton. He's like, are you kidding me?
Mack Reichen had a pretty good drive off glass, and it's off Yainton. 2.5 minutes in, it's 8-0 Mitchell. Colonels pitching a shutout versus Yainton.
Great start by the Colonels on both ends of the court.
Hinker hands it off to Larson at half court. 20 to shoot. Larson now back at the top of the key, and you get a flop and a foul. Larson turns it over.
Yeah, there's no way Larson is going to shove a guy that far.
Nope.
I mean, he put a little bit of extra acting on that because Larson barely extended his arm just to kind of gather himself. There's no way that he shoved the buck that far.
Mack Reichen might have vertigo, losing his balance so badly like that.
I'm assuming that's coached, but that's
hey,
that shouldn't happen.
That is what you call another foul on Mitchell here. Both teams with two fouls. Gavin Dagan picks up a cheap one. 5:10 to go. 8-0 Mitchell. Two team fouls apiece. Not much on that one. Rugby Reichen throws it in. Left corner to Prouty. Fadeaway three. No good. Larson on the rebound. 3 minutes in. It's 8-0 Mitchell.
Yankton nice cold to start. 0 for 5 so far.
Larson gets it to Hinker on the right baseline. Double teamed. Loses it. Gets it out to Larson. Ball movement three for Gavin Dagan. No good. Rebound Yainton. 8-0 Mitchell. 4:40 to go in the first quarter. foul on this one. Free throws upcoming for Rugby Ryken with 4:41 to go.
Well, they pick up the foul there, but still really good denial down low there by the Colonels defense.
First foul on Steele Morgan, third on Mitchell. Three fouls already on Mitchell 3 minutes in. Colonels do such a good job of not fouling. Rugby Ryken's first free throw is good. Yankton's finally on the board, 8-1.
And we talked about Rugby Ryken before the broadcast that we know him very well from seeing them twice during the football season. Very talented athlete.
Drew Ryken checks in for Prouty, so we have three people named Ryken out there. That's a pleasure. Mac Ryken, Rugby Ryken, Drew Ryken. Rugby hits both free throws to make it 8-2. Mitchell ball, Mitchell lead. Larson pushes it right to Gavin Dagan. Top of the key, Steele Morgan for three. Yes, sir.
Beautiful. Morgan is on fire to start this game. Really nice setup offensively to get in that look, and I think he knew it when he let it go, had that nice wrist action on it.
8 points for Steele Morgan, back-to-back threes. Rugby Ryken off the mark, no good. Colonels dominating up by nine. Get another foul on Dylan Solick, his first, team's fourth. Charge picked up at half court by Rugby Ryken.
That's a really tough call. Solick had a lot of speed going on him, had a good momentum, but just a really nice defensive play there to get in front of it.
Yeah, he lost the ball right there and then collided with Rugby Ryken. Timeout, Yankton. They need it.
They're ice cold, 0-7 to start this game.
4:09 to go. It's 11-2 Mitchell. Charlie McArdle checking in next. We're back in 1 minute on KORN. Yankton on offense coming out of the timeout, down 11-2. Drive, crawl, layup blocked by Hinker. Hinker on the rebound off the putback. Colonels have a little bit of defensive intensity tonight. Larson loses it. Yankton with a 3-on-1. Hinker going for the block. Nope. Good defense by the Colonels. And they finally get a shot here. Cody Oswald, first field goal for Yankton. Comes 4.5 minutes into the game.
Yeah, they were 0-9 to start this game before finally hitting that jumper.
Colonels lead 11-4. Macon Larson on the left wing with 20 to shoot. They post up Pinker left side. Cross court pass, Steele Morgan for three. Nope, that's short. Rebound McArdle. Kick out Hinker for three. Nope. Rebound Steele Morgan fighting for it. Rebound Yankton. Rugby Ryken. Drive by Crawl at 6'5". They leave it underneath. Good defense by Hinker. Put back short as well by the 6'5 Crawl. Defense has been A-plus for Mitchell tonight. 5 minutes in, they lead by seven.
The offense needs to take advantage, though.
Larson loses it in the right corner. He's bang, no foul. McArdle underneath. We get a travel. Travel on McArdle. He can't believe it. Subs for Mitchell. Larson out. Aiden Myers is in. Dylan Solick will check in for Gavin Dagan.
Yankton is only 1-12 to start this game, so they got to feel pretty good only being down seven right now.
Very similar start to their state title or their state quarterfinal game last March in Rapid City. Colonels got off to a great start, ultimately ended up losing. Very similar start where Yankton did not score much in that first quarter. Yankton ball, Rugby Ryken, 15-footer is good from the free throw line. He's got four, Colonel lead down to five. Aiden Myers brings it up, he's your new point guard with Larson on the bench. Hinker on the left wing, outside the arc, he'll drive. He'll lay it up and in. Hinker, his first bucket tonight. Colonel's back up 13-6.
Beautifully done by Hinker, driving that left baseline.
Rugby Ryken drives, gets caught, kicks it out. Three, left side to Mac Ryken. Nope, make it Drew Ryken, that's good. Three-pointer, first of the night for Yankton. They're within four. Aiden Myers brings it up. Minute 45 to go. Colonel's up 13-9 in this first quarter. Hinker dribbles it back out to half court. With 20 to shoot. Double team gives it to Morgan. Three for Solick, right side. Good. Good ball movement. Solik's first points from three. Colonels back up by seven.
Outstanding ball movement. Good look there for Solik.
Three by Rugby Riken. He cannot answer. Rebound McArdle of Mitchell. Colonels up 16-9 with a minute 15 to go in this first quarter. Foul on Mac Riken, his second, team's third, with a minute 15 to go.
Boy, good pace to this game. We've seen this a lot with Mitchell games so far this year, but if more shots would have been going down these first 6 minutes or so, maybe Mitchell has a double-digit lead right now, but Yankton able to hang in there despite their cold start shooting.
Number 45, Colton Potts checks in. He's a 6'4 post. He's in here for Yankton. Aide Myers, your point guard. Gets it to Steele Morgan on the right side, right wing. Hinker for three, top of the key, count it, and the foul.
Second time this year we've seen Hinker get a potential four-point play.
Four, make it 5 3-pointers for Mitchell in the first quarter. Hinker likes to do that a little bit, shoot it, make it maybe take a bit of a dive. And he'll get that call a half dozen times this year.
Now, if Yankton's going to get that call on that arm extension, Larson earlier, you're going to get that too. So well done by Hinker. Here comes a free throw.
4-point play for Hinker. He's got six. Jaden Krall picked up the foul, his second. Both sides with four fouls in the first quarter. 55 seconds to go. Colonels up 20-9.
7-0 run now by the Colonels.
Prouty step back from 18 feet out. That's good. Prouty from the top of the arc for two from just inside the arc, his first points tonight.
Big shot there by Prouty.
Aiden Myers loses his defender who trips. 22-11, 30 seconds to go.
I think the fans wanted a charge there.
Hinker from three, from the college line, no good. Steele Morgan with the putback off glass and good.
Great work down low again. Morgan off to a great start here tonight.
10 points for Steele Morgan, 22-11. Colonels whooping Yankton tonight.
Great pace so far, 22 points.
5 seconds left in the quarter. Yankton left side three from downtown, good.
Woo!
By Drew Riken, hits a couple of threes to end the quarter. Colonels dominate up 22-14 at the end of one. Steele Morgan with 10, Hinker with six. Solik and Dagan with three each, Colonels with 5 threes in that first quarter. Colonels up 8 at the end of one. We're back in 1 minute from the Corn Palace on KORN. Great first quarter for Mitchell. They lead Yankton 22-14. But Colonel shot 56% in that first quarter. Yankton not so good, only 25%. Yankton gets the ball, moving across the court from left to right. Black uniforms for Yankton tonight. Drew Riken with a couple of threes to end the quarter, one from deep to beat the buzzer. Drive by Rugby Riken here with 15 to shoot. Boy, this defense for Mitchell, something else. Kick out, crawl for three. Oh, that's Potts for three. That's off the mark from the left wing. Rebound for Steele Morgan. He'll bring it up. Colonels up 8. They've led by as many as 11 tonight.
Really good look there for the Bucks for that three-pointer. Just didn't fall. And a nice rebound there by Mitchell to make it a one-and-done possession.
Colonels starting five out there. Hinker on the right side. Backing down his man. Turnaround 15-footer is no good. Rebound, Rugby Riken of Yankton. 7 minutes to go in the half. Mitchell up 8. Riken to the rim. We're going to get an offensive foul on Rugby Riken. He pushed off on Solik, his first, team's fifth.
First turnover there by the Yankton Bucks in this game. Colonels had 3 in that first quarter, but Mitchell shooting really well. 56% in that first quarter. Somehow, someway, Yankton shooting 25% despite how talented a team they've got. They missed their first 9 shots. And that three at the end of the quarter was really big for Yankton because Mitchell was going on a pretty big run.
Colonels up 8 early second quarter. Larson top of the key. They get it in. Side to Hinker. No foul. He loses it. There finally is a foul. Hinker to the line to shoot 2. 6th foul on Yankton already. We have 6:49 to play in the half. first foul on Prouty, his first, team sixth.
Yeah, good to see Hanker being really aggressive in this first half. Kind of had a feeling that's the mode he would be in. Had a really nice turnaround jumper there last possession, just didn't fall. But I'd say about 90% of those shots go down, right?
Yeah, we saw free throws cost the Mitchell girls the game against Yankton. Free throws, Mitchell's been pretty good. Hanker, 24-14, Hinker with both of those free throws. He now has eight. Yankton down by 10 early. They have it in the left corner here by Rugby Ryken, their star quarterback. In the lane, 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound by Solik. Colonels and Larson, they want to run. They get it to Hinker in the left corner. He was fouled. They didn't call it. Finally got a foul. Be the seventh foul. Hinker to the line again with 6:23 to go in the half. Colonels can live at the line here for the rest of this half.
Yeah, nice job by Hinker creating that contact and getting himself back to the line as he drove that left baseline. I mean, he'll just do that all night if he has to. If those jumpers aren't falling, that's what he'll do next.
Fouls on Cody Oswald, his first, team seventh. 1-1 for Hinker, up by 10. Free throws no good. Rebound for Yankton, and they turn it over. Colonels get the ball back. And now they turn it over. Yankton, he double dribbled. He double dribbled. Cody Oswald stole it at the three-point line. Double dribbled.
Man, what a wild sequence that was. Exchange of turnovers and just both teams flying up and down the court. A lot of good energy, especially by the Colonels here tonight defensively.
6:16 to go in the half. Colonels up 24-14. Mitchell at 4-2. Yankton at 4-1. Both teams expected to make the state tournament this year in Sioux Falls. Solik for three. In and out, no good from the left corner. Had a good look. Rebound by Rugby Ryken. Put it into the right corner to Oswald. Now they push it left side to Drew Ryken. Now Rugby Ryken inside. He pushed off. He traveled. Another turnover on Rugby Ryken. Just 4 points tonight for the Yankton point guard.
Three turnovers in this quarter here for Yankton. Mitchell really needs to take advantage of those turnovers. Maybe try to get some transition baskets. Get that offense going a little bit more. Solik had a really nice look on that last possession. You know he's got to get going tonight too.
Colonels had 5 3-pointers in that first quarter, 22-14 at the end of one. It's now 24-14. Wide open three, Solik right corner. That one is no good. Rebound Hinker underneath to McArdle, who lost it. Turnover Mitchell. Yankton has not scored in this quarter, 2.5 minutes in, but Mitchell, they've only scored two.
And that's the thing. I mean, as cold as Yankton has been here tonight shooting, Mitchell has not taken enough advantage. They are up by 10, which sounds good, but they missed out on a lot of opportunities as well.
Letting Yankton hang around. They're going to make a run. Three-pointer here is no good by Drew Ryken. Solik rebound. Solik going to push. Solik to McArdle. Layup is good.
Beautifully done by McArdle just to avoid the defender and get that basket.
Layup by McArdle to make it a 12-point game. Largest lead tonight with under 5 minutes to go in this first half. Yankton's offense, who's going to score? Drew Ryken at the top of the key. Pushes it right. Now back to the top of the key to Dylan Prouty. 15 to shoot. Prouty a step back. Yes! Prouty's going to score his first three tonight. Cuts that lead down to 9 with 4.5 to go in the half.
Nice shot there by Prouty. Just good one-on-one basketball there. Took a look and let it fly.
McArdle at the top of the key. Hinker on the right side with 20 to shoot. Hinker on the drive. Right baseline. He's stopped. Gets it down low to Solik. Layup. Count it. And the foul.
Speaking of guys that like to attack the rim when the fouls aren't shooting, aren't going, or the shots aren't going down, that's what Solik does too. I mean, he's kind of a complete player. Really good 1-2 punch with Hinker.
4:22 to go. Eighth foul on Yankton. The second on Rugby Ryken. Solik with 5 points, looking for a 3-point play. Timeout Yankton. Colonels up 11 at the line when we return. 28-17 Mitchell. 4:22 to go. We're back in 1 minute. Late here in the first half, it's all Mitchell tonight. 28-17, up by 11 here in the boys' game. Three-point opportunity for Dylan Solick, who was fouled on the layup by Rugby Rykin. Eight fouls for Yainton, four on Mitchell. Yainton, they've already used two of their five timeouts here in the first half. Colonels led by eight at the end of one. They led by as many as 12. Free throw here would make it 12, and it's good. Solick with six. Colonels up 29-17. Yainton bringing it up, moving across the court from right to left. Michael Moore, as we get a foul off the ball on Aiden Myers. That is on Aiden Myers, his first, team's fifth.
Boy, remember how fast Yankton got to 17 fouls, and we thought Mitchell's in pretty good shape? Well, now they're still eight fouls.
There's 4:10 to go here. Yainton down by 12. Drew Rykin, look at Myers, that defense on him. Hands it off to Rugby Rykin in the paint. Kicks it out to Oswald. Oswald misses the 10-footer, wide open in the right corner.
Boy, do I like how active Mitchell has been on the boards tonight. I mean, Yankton has had several one-and-done possessions in this game.
Defense for Mitchell has been excellent tonight. Myers on the right side. Boy, tough defense by Drew Rykin. And we get a timeout by Kreitzfeldt. 29-17. Colonels up by 12 with 3:42 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on KORN. Their first time out here. Good defense by Drew Rykin of Yainton on Aiden Myers, the Colonel point guard. 19 seconds to go here. Hanker throws it in at half court to Myers. Myers on the right wing. Now they get it on the right elbow to Solick. They kick it out. Hanker for three. My God, that was a long one. Too strong. He was nearly on the Yainton bench on that one. Yainton, they run. Rugby Rykin, spin move underneath. Count it. And oh, he traveled. The rules of basketball state you get two steps.
And he can't believe it. He's walking away with the look of disgust on his face and kind of giving the ref the old wave like, I don't think so.
29-17. Colonels up 12. 3:15 to go.
Oh, boy, now some pressure being applied here by the Bucks defense.
Colonels can take advantage. Aiden Myers, not much of a shooter. Could be the Colonel point guard next year as a senior. Aiden Myers between the legs. Here's Morgan. Hanker, top of the key with 10 to shoot. Morgan loses it, gets it back with 8 to shoot. Myers, got to get rid of it here, 4 to shoot. Hinker's going to take a 3. No good, he didn't get it off in time.
Boy, that is surprising to see Hinker not realize where the clock was. I mean, normally he's pretty good, you know, with his awareness, knowing where the clock is at, but he just couldn't get comfortable enough to let that shot go and just missed it by maybe a tick of a second there to get it off on time.
Macon Larson, he'll check in for Myers. McCardle, Morgan, and Larson out there for Mitchell along with Hinker and Solick.
Six turnovers now by the Colonels, five for the Bucks.
Drew Rykin drives, 15-foot free throw jumper, no good. Yainton can't hit a gosh darn thing tonight. Larson driving in the lane, kick out. Steele Morgan. Solick, three, left side, tough shot, and he made it anyway. He don't care. There's a guy in his face. 9 points for Solick.
Sometimes that actually helps a shooter just to get that defender coming at him.
Three for Rugby Rykin, as cold as the wind outside. Colonels up by 15 with 2 minutes to go.
And again, another one-and-done possession. Colonels have been great on the rebounds.
Steele Morgan right side trying to get McCardle down low. They're bumping bodies. Drive by Solick off glass. They're going to call the charge on Solick. He made the layup, could have put Mitchell up by 17.
Boy, is that another close call right there. I thought Solick really had the benefit of the doubt down low there. I mean, you know, nice defense there by the Bucks to deny that basket, but I sure thought that could have been called a block.
Charge on Solick, his second. He'll check out. Gavin Dagan in for Mitchell with a minute 45 to go. Colonels up by 15. Crawl at 6'5". He's scoreless tonight. The big guy at 6'5". Free throw line. They get it out. Michael Moore's no good. Left side corner from 15 feet out, short. Oh, going to call a foul on Macon Larson. He pushed off, and another flop on Yankton.
Wow.
And Rugby Riken, Larson second, Colonel seventh.
I mean, Mitchell really needs to keep on taking advantage of how cold Yankton is shooting in this first half. They missed four straight shots. The turnovers are starting to mount. Mitchell's up by 15, which is good, but they really should just put their foot down on their necks if they can here. I mean, Yankton stuck on 3 points in this second quarter with only 90 seconds left.
Colonels outscoring Yankton 10-3 in the second quarter. Aiden Myers back out there, making Larson with two fouls. Minute 20 to go. Prouty for three, short. Rebound Myers. Myers with a fast break. Myers on the layup. He misses it, and we get a foul. Myers scoreless tonight. Will shoot two. Minute 15 to go. Mitchell up 15.
Well done there by Myers, just trying to get the fast one, trying to catch the Bucks defense sleeping a little bit there, and went right at the basket. Nice idea when Yankton's in foul trouble. That's 9 team fouls.
Michael Moore is his first foul. Myers to the line to shoot two. First one is good. 33-17. One more and Mitchell will be doubling up Yankton.
Pretty amazing, too, how few fouls we've seen with this fast pace, yeah, kind of frenetic game at times.
Myers misses the second. Colonel's up by 16. Coming up on a minute to go in this first half. You figure Yankton's going to get going at some point.
Exactly. I mean, how long are they going to be in this drought?
Crawl on the drive. Crawl just lost it. You get a foul on Mitchell. That'll send Crawl to the line with a minute to go, down 16.
That's six straight missed shots now by the Bucks, and they're only one of their last nine, in fact. I mean, this has been an intense drought by Yankton.
They've only made five shots this half. Crawl hits the free throw, his first points tonight.
And they're only two out of three from the free throw line in this first half.
McCardle picked up the foul, his first. Eight fouls on Mitchell. Carl misses the free throw. McCardle with the rebound. 33-18, Mitchell in front.
Mitchell fantastic on the rebounds in this first half. They got 19 total now.
Hinker on the right side with 20 to shoot. Leaves it for McCardle. Layup underneath is good.
Beautiful pass by Hinker. Nice find down low for the easy bucket.
Colonels now up by 17, their largest lead tonight. 35 seconds in the half. Oswald kicks it out to Crawl. Crawl for three, Brick City, USA. 35-18, Colonels can hold for final shot. Shot clock turned off, 30 seconds to go.
Seven straight misses by the Bucks offense. They only have 4 points in this quarter.
Colonels up 35-18. Shot clock turned off. Myers bringing it up past half court. 20 seconds to go. They hand it off to McCardle. Back to Myers in front of the Yankton bench. Now at half court. Now to Hinker. He'll likely take the shot with 10 seconds to go. Hinker at half court. Seven. Hinker's double teamed. Gets rid of it to McCardle. McCardle puts up a floater. No good. Colonel's up. Oh, ooh. Myers nearly had a heck of a tip at the end there.
That would have counted. That was great.
35-18, complete domination tonight for Mitchell. They're up by 17 at the half versus the 4-1 Yankton Bucks. Mitchell outscored Yankton in the second quarter, 13-4. Halftime coming up next. We're back in 2 minutes on KORN. Second half here at the Corn Palace. Colonel boys ahead by 17. It's 35-18 here at the half. Colonel starters, Larson, Hinker, Solik, Dagan, and Morgan. Starting five for Yankton, Mack Riken and Rugby Riken. along with Prouty, Oswald, and Crawl. Just 4 points in that second quarter for Yankton. Colonels outscored them 15-4. Colonels up here 35-18 with possession. Long two for Solik. That's good. Solik now with 11. Game high for Mitchell.
Nice. If I'm Solik, I'm saying thank you, Bucks defense, because they kind of swung around and got away from him. That opened up a wide open look.
Chance for Mitchell to make this a blowout. Don't let Yankton back in. Defense has been excellent tonight. Tough shot, no good by Mack Ryken. And there you go. Like you said, the rebounds, one opportunity, and that's it. Solik driving, looking behind him. Layup blocks. Nice block by Crawl. Clean block on Solik. Rugby Ryken the other way, but Hinker says, not today, son. He swats that one out of bounds, and 7:12 to go.
That's a great thing about Hinker. I mean, if he's not getting it done on one end, he will put all of his energy onto the other end, and that was a great defensive play in transition by Caden Hinker.
37-18 here, 50 seconds into the half. Cody Oswald underneath, left-handed, good on Steele Morgan. Oswald with 4 points, lead cut to 17.
Boy, that ends a big drought. They had missed their last 9 shots before finally getting that bucket right there.
Hinker at the top of the key. Hinker pushes it right side. Larson for 3. No good. Steele Morgan with the board, fighting for it. Loses it. Rebound for Crawl. And Yankton. Crawl will drive. He'll lose it. Steele Morgan tips it away. Back to Oswald. Layup is good for Yankton. Crazy possession. Layup for Prouty. Lead cut down to 15.
Yeah, if I'm Mitchell in this half, I mean, I don't get comfortable whatsoever.
No.
You got to feel like, okay, this is still a one-possession game, and keep it going. Keep your foot on the gas offensively.
You got 37, score 80. Hinker post up, left block, double-teamed, gets rid of it, throws it away. Here comes Yankton. Mack Ryken, layup is good. Good move. 13-point lead. They cut it down here to 13.
Suddenly the Bucks have 3 straight makes after 9 misses in a row.
We're going to heat up. Larson in danger of turning it over. Timeout. Give them the timeout, and they will. 5:56 to go. Things getting chippy. Colonels up 37-24, but Yankton on a 6-0 run. We're back in 1 minute on KORN. Two minutes gone by. Colonel still up 37-24. It was a 19-point lead, but Yankton here, Sean, showing life for the first time tonight.
Yeah, and that's a lot due to Mitchell making mistakes. I mean, they're turning the ball over here a little bit in the third quarter and allowing Yankton to get out in transition. They got to avoid that.
Larson with the layup. Boy, that's good. He's been struggling last couple games offensively. That's good to see from Macon Larson getting the Hinker screen. Lead back up to 15.
And good for the Colonels there just to break that Yankton momentum.
Prouty, free throw line, kicks it back out to Rugby Ryken with 5:30 to go in the third. Rugby Ryken crossover to the right side, spin move inside, left side. Gets it up and in. Lots of moves. He made it pay off. Rugby Ryken with 6.
Yeah, that's just really good individual effort there by Ryken. A series of moves, lots of fakes just to get the defender out of his way and then put in that teardrop shot.
39-26. Larson, another layup. He can get hot in a hurry.
Nice answer there by Larson.
Rugby Ryken takes it up. Colonels back up by 15 with 5 minutes to go in the third. Drive by Crawl, layup on Hinker, nowhere close, way too strong. Hinker, he was fouled, they didn't call it. Hinker brings it up, right wing. He wants to drive, leaves it off for Gavin Dagan for 3. No, tip, tip, tip. Steele Morgan, out of bounds off of him. A-plus effort, just couldn't get the rebound. Yankton ball with 4:38 to go.
Really nice look there for Dagan deep over on that right side. I mean, Hinker did a nice job of kind of drawing the defense over and then found Dagan wide open. Just couldn't get that shot to fall that time.
McArdle checks in for Gavin Dagan for Mitchell. Colonels up 41-26. Rugby Ryken in the lane. It's rejected. Put back by Oswald is good. Oswald now with six. As long as the Colonels can keep this a double-digit lead, they'll be fine. 41-28. Yanton's gotten as close as 13. Solik, he wants to drive, gives it off. No look for Steele Morgan. Easy shot, missed. Would have made it a 15-point lead. Here comes Yanton, three for Prouty. Airball City, close the doors. 41-28. This is a fast-paced third quarter. Hanker posting his man down. Kick out three for Larson. No good. Put back for Steele Morgan is good. He's got 12 for Mitchell. Colonels back up by 15 late third quarter.
Really important make there underneath by Morgan just to get that rebound and save that possession by getting points.
Turnover. Steele Morgan gets it. Cody Oswald tripped and lost it for Yanton. Colonels with a chance to go up 17. You feel like that may have been Yanton's best shot. And Larson, he is fouled. This will be a foul on Mack Ryken. His third. First foul of the half. You feel like that was Yanton's best shot. And they had a 17-point lead at half. They're down 15. They got within two. They got 2 points closer.
They had some really good momentum going there. A couple of minutes ago, they had some mistakes by the Colonels leading to transition baskets. That's how Yanton gets back in this game, if it happens, is with more transition baskets.
3:15 to go. Mitchell up 15 with the ball. Cross-court pass, McArdle to Hinker. Hinker drives left baseline. Down to McArdle, right side. Baby hook is good.
Beautifully done again. Just really nice ball movement. Hinker doing his thing on the baseline, finding a nice little high percentage basket there for McArdle.
Three for Prouty. That is good. Colonel still up 41-31. Prouty now with 10 to lead Yanton tonight.
It's a really fast answer there by the Bucks. As long as they don't catch fire and hit a whole bunch of those, Mitchell should be all right here in the second half.
Ooh, Larson. Is Larson going to pick up the foul here?
I think they did call that offensive foul.
Offensive foul on Larson, who tripped, lost the ball, grabbed his defender. Third on Larson. He'll check out. Myers now your point guard for Mitchell. And that will be the first personal on Mitchell. Only one foul for each side in this third quarter, 2:35 to go.
Back the other way. Offensive foul on Yankton.
This will be on Crawl, his third, team second.
Back and forth we go with turnovers. I mean, both teams are flying all over the court, but both teams also making mistakes.
That was Moores on the foul, not Crawl. So second on Michael Moore, second on Yankton.
Boy,
Myers.
A lot more press defense there by Yankton.
Hinker on the right side here with 2:25 to go. Down low to McArdle. Back him down. Finds a cutting Solik, but we get a foul underneath on Yanton. Prouty, that's his second.
Boy, that's a shame because that was a really nice cut to the basket there for that layup.
Oswald second, team's third. 2:22 to go, third quarter. It's all Mitchell tonight, 45-31. Now we get an offensive foul on Mitchell. That's their second of the quarter.
Back and forth we go with offensive fouls.
McArdle's second. So we've had about four fouls here in the last 20 seconds. Yanton ball, late third quarter, down 14. Mack Ryken brings it up. Goes left side to Oswald. Top of the key, Prouty. Prouty for three from deep. He loves to play Mitchell. Another one for Prouty. Had a career night in the state tournament. Now we get a foul. Aiden Myers to the ground. Foul on Mack Ryken. That's his fourth.
Well, now suddenly the fouls are starting to mount up on Yankton.
Oswald with his third. I can't get these fouls right. 2 minutes to go. Colonel still up by 11. This is as close as Mitchell or Yankton has been. We get another foul. That's one on Mack Ryken, his fourth. Yanton crowd loving it. The whole bench for Mitchell up and clapping for that one.
Boy, things are starting to get chippy down on that court.
So Mack Ryken checks out, 2 points, four fouls. Rugby Ryken back in there. 2 minutes to go. Five fouls on Yainton, two on Mitchell. 2 minutes to go in the third. Mitchell up 11. Double teamed. Myers gets past it. Gives it to Hinker. Somebody's open. That's tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Yainton with 23 in the shot clock. Yeah, the intensity's been there all night.
Yeah.
But it's ramped up a little bit here in the third quarter.
Yeah, Solak so frustrated by that ball getting tipped out of bounds because he had Steele Morgan cutting baseline looking for a nice little layup, and just a good defensive play there by the Bucks.
Hinker gets it into Solak, 20 to shoot. Solak backing down his man. Solak 10-footer, and they're going to call him for the travel.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? That looked pretty clean to me. Nice little drive to the lane, little step-back jumper. Did not see the shuffle feet from up here.
It is something, you know, you got two Yainton administrators there. You got a Mitchell administrator here in front of the student section. Layup underneath. Count it and the foul for Yainton. Dylan Prouty, of course, having another career night. Lead cut down to 9. Third foul on Mitchell.
Yeah, this is trouble. This is a potential three-point play here. If he hits this, we got an 8-point game. When the Colonels were up by 18, feels like just a couple minutes ago.
Gavin Dagan with his second foul. Prouty. Prouty loves Mitchell. He's only a senior. We'll be happy to see him graduate.
Mitchell needs points.
Prouty with 16. He had nearly 30 last year. He averaged like 3 points a game last year, and he had about 30 in the state tournament. Lead cut down to 8. Layup. No good, but
Hinker.
That is a dunk. Caden Hinker with the dunk. Off the missed layup by Solak. Prouty, he's going to shoot this ball. Come on, give it to him. Give it to him. Colonels back up by 10. A minute to go in the third. Oswald. We got a travel. We got a charge. We got an elbow. Turnover by Yainton. Offensive foul. We'll give it back to Mitchell.
And that was the right call. That was just a little bit too much out of control there, trying to attack the basket after Hinker's thunderous dunk. The Bucks were just trying to get one quick there to get that momentum out of here.
Fourth foul on Cody Oswald on the block. Minute 3 to go. Colonels up 47-37. This is fun.
That was a huge dunk by Hinker. I mean, Yainton had a lot of momentum going, got the lead down to single digits, and he followed up that shot with a nice dunk on the baseline.
Aiden Myers, pressure on him. Rugby ranking all over him. Myers gets it past half court. Triple teamed. Somebody's got to be open. Steele Morgan in the left corner. Now Hinker. 50 seconds to go. Colonels up 10 in the third. Hinker wants a clear out. Hinker, cross court pass. Solak, he'll drive. Get it back to Hinker. 10 to shoot. He'll drive the lane. Dunk City. Back to back dunks for Hinker. Let's get the crowd going. Colonels up a dozen.
Caden Hinker will not let Mitchell lose this game.
Shot clock turned off. 22 seconds to go. Rugby Riken going to dribble it out here at half court. 49-37. Colonels led by 17 at the half. It's been cut to 12.
What an atmosphere tonight at the Corn Palace. This is good stuff.
As good as it's been in a long time. Prouty, a 30-footer. No good. Hinker with the rebound. We go to the fourth quarter up by 12. 49-37. Yainton had a run in him. Could only get within 10. Hinker with a couple of dunks to cap off the quarter. He's got 12. Back in 60 seconds. Mitchell up 49-37. You're listening to Mitchell Colonel Boys Basketball on KORN. Biggest crowd of the year early on here. Game number 7 already for Mitchell. They're 4-2. Mitchell boys up 49-37 fourth quarter. Yainton starts us off with possession. Moving across the court left to right. Yainton was down 19. Got within 10. Mitchell leads by 12. This would be by far the best win of Mitchell's season thus far. Runner in the lane. No good by Drew Reichen. Gets his own rebound. 3 for Kroll. Good. Yainton now within 9. Kroll with his first 3 tonight. Colonels. Now we get a travel in the backcourt by Solak. Colonels turn it over. 7:26 to go. Colonels up 19 early third quarter. It's now cut to 9. Prouty with a game-high 16 for Yainton. Mitchell has 12 from Hinker. This one blocked. Ryken gets it back. Crawl at the top of the key. Crawl drives, lays it in, and it's a 7-point game. Steele Morgan with 12. Hinker with 12. Solik with 11. Colonels up 49-42. Hinker on the drive. No foul. Out of contact. He wants to get to the basket. Yainton will turn it over there on the fast break. 49-42. Mitchell up 7. 6:55 to go.
Well, Hinker's in serious attack mode right now, just trying to get some baskets himself, but he needs some help. I mean, they got to run their offense and get some open looks.
Yeah, Mitchell cannot lose this game. They were up 19. Hinker, 3, left corner, good.
There it is.
Like you said, Caden Hinker will not allow Mitchell to lose this game.
No, sir.
He's got 15. There's a fire in his eyes tonight. Colonel's not going to lose two games at home this week. Underneath, boy, tough shot by Ryken. Rugby Ryken underneath on the layup. Colonel still up by 8 with 6.5 to go.
The Colonels here in the fourth quarter have to weather this storm. That's the key.
Foul on Michael Moore is his third, team's 6th. It's their 7th, so Mitchell in the bonus.
That's big. That's
six,
big.
6:28 to go. Larson to the line, shooting 1-1.
And now free throws become a really big deal for the Colonels here to try to secure this win.
Meanwhile, Mitchell, they only have 3 team fouls. 6:28 to go. Larson's free throw is no good. Steele Morgan will lay it in, though, so it doesn't matter. Steele Morgan with the layup. He's got 14.
Outstanding work down low there by Steele Morgan. What a crucial rebound and putback.
10-point lead. Turnover, Yainton.
That's big.
Drew Ryken on the travel. So, again, another storm here, another run by Yainton. They got within 7. Mitchell back up 10 with 6:17 to go. So, turnover, Yainton on the travel. Hinker gets it into Solik. Back to Hinker. Steele Morgan. Ah, they would have had an easy layup. Hinker's pass intercepted. Would have made it a 12-point game with around 6 to go. Here's Rugby Ryken, going to drive on Solik. Leave it off, left side three by Crawl. Good. Crawl with back-to-back threes to make it 54-47. Colonel lead down to 7. 5:50 to go, a lot of time. Colonel's up by 7.
Solik. Morgan's wide open over here in the left wing.
Hinker, spin move, layup is good.
Beautiful.
Hinker may have 30 by the time this one's done. He has 17 right now.
Yeah, he's just going to keep on going. He's so determined right now.
Rugby Ryken inside, turnaround blocked by Solik. Rebound Morgan.
Great defense. Got the block and no foul. Great stop on defense.
Colonels up 9 with the ball. Hinker, right wing. Three-pointer. Good.
Money.
20 for Hinker. He's on fire. 3 threes tonight. Colonels up 12 with 5 minutes to go.
This is leadership right here, what Caden Hinker's doing tonight.
Big-time game and a big-time player playing big-time. Drive. Matt Michael Moores has it. Crawl with another three. He hits it again. Straight threes for Crawl.
Heck of a rally by the Bucks. I mean, they just keep on coming back at the Colonels to their credit, but Caden Hinker is just going to dig in here and get his team involved and keep on getting points.
59-50, Mitchell up 9, Crawl with 10 points. Crawl with 3 threes this quarter for Yainton to keep him alive. 3, Gavin Dagan left side, no good. Yainton ball down 9, 4:20 to go. A 3 here would make it a 6-point game. Crawl's got the hot hand, he's going to drive. Hinker's going to pick up a foul.
That's all ball.
His first, team's 4th, 2 free throws.
I think that was too much of an anticipation whistle right there. I mean, Hinker was right there on the baseline, step for step with the shooter, and got all ball on top of that basketball.
Only the 4th foul on Mitchell. Jaden Crawl with 10 points. He has 3 threes in the 4th in the last 3 minutes. Crawl's first free throw is no good.
This is only Yankton's sixth and seventh free throw attempt of this game. I mean, somehow at this frenetic pace, yeah. Mitchell has kept the Bucks off the free throw line.
4:20 to go. Mitchell's up 59-50. Colonels had a 19-point lead early third. Kroll's second free throw is good. He's got 11. Colonels' lead is down to 8. Yankton, they've been as close as 7. Hinker has it. Full court pass to Gavin Dagan.
Great find by Hinker there.
You can maybe waste some clock here. You can maybe take some time.
Absolutely. 8-point game or 4 minutes left. Yeah, just get a good look.
Hinker drives the and throws it away. Looking for Solik in the left corner. Too long. Again, you can run some clock here. You want to score.
Yeah, I mean that was just double bad there because they didn't run much clock. There were about 25 seconds left when he threw it out of bounds, and they turned it over.
8-point lead. Yankton is down. 3:55 to go. Mack Riken, he drives. Kick out to Prouty. 3:45 to go. Left corner. Down low to Crawl. Boy, they get a foul on Steele Morgan. That's his second, team's fifth. That's all right.
Still, yeah, not on the line yet. They can still foul one more time.
McCardle in for Gavin Dagan. Colonels up 8 with 3:40 to go, but this lead is not safe.
Defense. Colonels defense needs to win this game.
Fresh 35 for Yankton. They get it into Oswald. Spin move, 10-foot left hand, no good. But he'll shoot two free throws. Another foul on Steele Morgan, his third, team sixth. So 7 on Yankton, 6 fouls on Mitchell. Both teams will be in the bonus here the rest of the way. 59-51 with 3:36 to go. Oswald shooting 2. The first one is good. Oswald with 7 points. His first free throws tonight. Colonel's lead is down to 7. Oswald, his second free throw is no good. Rebound Hinker.
Big rebound there by Hinker.
Lead stays at 7 with 3:30 to go. This is as close as Yankton has been.
Oh, great catch by Macon Larson there.
Layup McCardle, count it. Colonels up 9.
Well done. Getting away from the press and finding the open man down low for that high percentage shot.
McCardle with 8 points off the bench tonight. 3:10 to go. Colonels up 61-52.
Boy, was that basket huge.
Prouty underneath. Kick out 3 to Riken. No good. Rebound Solik.
Another huge rebound by Solik. Another one and done possession.
Solik gets it past half court to Larson. Colonels can run some clock now.
Absolutely.
Avoid the turnovers. Avoid the pressure.
Make him foul you. Put you on the line.
Find a wide open guy cutting to the basket. Solik layup. No good. Hinker with the board. My God.
What an effort, Hinker. Going out of bounds to save that ball, and they get a fresh 30 seconds.
2:30 to go. Colonels up by 9. The game Mitchell needs.
Hinker's doing it all tonight when the scoring's not there.
Larson double team, smartly called a timeout at half court. 19 seconds on the shot clock. 2:25 to go. Colonels have 3 timeouts left. Mitchell 61, Mitchell 52. We're back in 1 minute on KORN. Colonels ball, 2 timeouts left. Mitchell up 61-52 on Yankton. 2:25 to go. Solik will throw it in half court with 19 to shoot. Colonels were up 19 early third quarter. Yankton cut it to 7. Mitchell up 9. Colonels with 2 timeouts. Yankton with 3. Free throws the rest of the way. Yankton with 7 fouls. Mitchell with 6. Larson in the backcourt, gets it across, triple teamed, gets it to Solik. Yankton gambling. McCardle underneath, layup no good. Put back is get foul again. Yankton, Jaden Crawl, slow to get up, took a big spill. hopping on the back of McArdle. McArdle just threw him away.
Now, are they calling a shooting foul or no on that?
Should be no. I think it's a 1-1. It is a 1-1.
McArdle did go back up. Try to get the put back, and as the defender came flying down on top of him, that's why he's so slow to get up.
Crawl's fourth foul, Yainton's eighth, 1-1 for McArdle, up 9 with 2:10 to go.
You need these.
McArdle, free throw, silky smooth and good. He's got 9.
That is called clutch right there by McArdle. They need both of these to make this an 11-point game.
Colonel's up 10. Free throw by McArdle is good.
Nice.
10 points for McArdle. 4 Colonels in double figures tonight. They're up 11. They're going to win this one.
Need some stops.
63-52. Rugby Ryken way off the mark. No good on the layup.
Nice. Look at that rebound by Hinker. Another one-and-done possession. 2 minutes left. Now you definitely run some clock.
63-52. Larson at half court. 3 for Solik. No good. Rebound for Yainton. Minute 40 to go. Here come the Bucks. Down 11. Prouty for 3. No good. And that should just about do it.
Another nice rebound there by the Colonels. 3 or 4 one-and-done possessions in these last couple of minutes.
Colonels just got to hang on to the ball here. They turn it over again. Minute 25 to go. Up 11. Crawl right side, looks for the layup, kicks it out for 3. Oswald, good. Minute 17 to go. We're not done yet. Colonel just got to hang on to the ball.
Hang on to the ball, run some clock. They have to foul you at this point. Just play keep away the rest of the way. That's all you have to do, literally, and make your free throws to ice this away. But 1:17 left, you're up by 8. Take care of the basketball.
63-55, 2 timeouts left for each side as Yainton has taken a timeout. Yeah, Mitchell, they've turned it over a couple times. They've shot it early in the possession, unable to connect.
Well, on that last possession, too, you kind of saw it in Solik's eyes. He's like, that's
that
like candy.
That would have ended it, right? That would have been a 14-point lead. He took a wide-open 3 in the left corner.
He took the eye candy. Yeah. Yainton was pretty much baiting him to take that wide-open look with 23 seconds left on the shot clock. He took it. If it goes in, this game is probably game, set, match, all done. But you would like to run some more clock there.
Free throw's important. Minute 17 to go. Mitchell gets it in. 2 Dylan Solakis bumped. They don't call a foul on that. They get it to Larson. Got to play keep away. Yainton not fouling. They finally do. With a minute 7 to go, hard foul by Crawl.
Yes, Solik is like shaking off a stinger on his left arm after that foul. So we'll see if he can make a couple of huge free throws here to make it a 10-point game again. And honestly, that should just about do it with 1:07 left.
This is a 1-1. Solik with the foul. With the free throw, he makes it.
Big.
Colonels up by 9 with a minute 7 to go. Colonels, very balanced scoring tonight. Solik makes both of them.
Clutch.
Solik has 13. Oh! Colonel, or Yainton nearly turns it over with a minute to go. They're down by 10. They need some threes.
Yeah, Oswald was not looking for that pass.
Prouty from 3. No good. Rebound Yainton with 55 seconds. 3 in the right corner, no good. Steele Morgan out
there it
pass
is.
To Solik. Solik with the layup, good, and that'll do it. 67-55, Mitchell up a dozen with 40 seconds to go. 3 by Prouty, Ryken no good. Hinker with another board, no need to foul. Start the buses indeed. 30 seconds to go, they finally foul him. Hinker to the line.
Good deal. Colonels are going to hang on and get this really big win when Yainton was really pushing them all the way to the end.
Good win for Mitchell tonight. Yainton never got closer than 7 in the second half.
And they had a ton of momentum, so credit the Colonels for weathering that incredible storm here in the second half.
Hinker makes the free throw. He's got a game-high 21. Mitchell up by 13 here with 28 seconds to go. Colonel's going to move to 5-2. Yainton going to fall to 4-2. Best win of the season for Mitchell. Going to be a good quality win. This is a good Yainton team.
And they needed it.
Yep. Yankton Hinker with two free throws for 22. Three-point air ball by Mack Ryken to wrap it up. Larson going to dribble it out with 15 seconds to go.
Well, I'll tell you what, the next time these two meet, it's going to be a fun game.
69-55, Mitchell wins tonight. 22 from Hinker, 15 from Solik, 14 from Morgan, 10 for McArdle. Pre-game, post-game show up next. We're back in 2 minutes. Colonels defeat Yankton tonight, 69-55. We're back in 2 minutes on KORN. Riker Kreitzfeldt joins us. Did that feel like a state tournament type game tonight? Because that was a lot of fun.
That's funny you said that, because I just saw our Mitchell Telecom broadcaster over there, Lyle Johnson, said that's a fun one, and I said that felt like a state tournament game.
Did.
That felt like round one last year all over again. Extremely fun game. If you're at the Corn Palace, it had to have been a fun game to watch. You know, big student sections, big crowd. That's what high school basketball is about.
Yeah, big crowd, biggest crowd we've had this season with the doubleheader, and rebounding and defense. I mean, your defense, there was a different intensity it felt like tonight, and Yankton really struggled for much of the night, only 4 points in that second quarter. I mean, there was a lot of effort put out there tonight.
Yeah, there was. You know, these guys, we had a long talk Wednesday watching a lot of film after Harrisburg, and we just kind of communicated to them, you know, this has got to change. We got to get better. And we made some small changes in our scheme, but these guys just took it upon themselves to make a difference defensively. And you talk about Dylan Solik, a guy who was frustrated with his defensive performance on Tuesday night, and he stepped up in a big way tonight, holding rugby to 8 points, our stats say. And just our goal was to keep him out of the paint, and Dylan did a great job of that. So I'm really proud of his effort.
You're a team that's good enough to win every game, no matter who you play this year. And you're going to lose some games, but did you, I mean, that Harrisburg win, was that a wake-up call? Or, I mean, there was a different intensity tonight.
Yeah, you know, you never want to lose a game. But you let's say we sneak one out against Harrisburg, and then we kind of walk away, and we're like, well, we're okay. You know, we're all right here. But we didn't. We lost by nine. They made us look pretty bad defensively, and we had made a change. They forced us to make a change defensively. They forced us to look at ourselves a little bit. And, you know, it's not so much coaching. It's that these guys took that personally, and they took it upon themselves to make a difference tonight, and they did a really nice job.
Caden Hinker with 22 and 11, a couple of dunks, people like that. Looked like he just wasn't going to lose this game. There was a point in that third, fourth quarter, driving in the basket. There again, there was a different intensity with him tonight in that second half.
Yeah, and, you know, Hinker was frustrated at halftime because he felt like he couldn't get much going offensively. And we just talked to him. We were just like, be patient, you know, keep finding guys. They're making it tough on you. Make them pay for doubling. Make them pay for tripling. And then they went down that run, and we take a timeout, and I mean, we just told Hink, like, you got to lead us here. You got to lead us through this deal, and he did that. He did that. He played tough, and he finished the game in number 33 because he had blood on his jersey, and did a nice job.
I saw 33 up there. I'm like, that's not number 33. So, yeah, he had to get a new jersey out there. And the rebounding edge, 45-30. I mean, that's a huge rebounding edge for you guys.
Yeah, you know, a guy like Steele Morgan tonight, I don't think he came out of the game because he was just busting his butt out there, getting offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds. Hinker was all over the boards. Dylan helped on the boards. Just a group effort tonight, and that was something we stressed, that we have to rebound the basketball if we want to beat these guys because they're a good offensive rebounding team, and I felt like we did a good job of that.
Here on Tuesday, Pierre next week as well. We'll see you out there. And reaction to the action, head coach Riker Kreitzfeldt. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you next week.
Yep, thank you.
Head coach Riker.